All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. As always, my name is Dom, and this is your home of good environmental news from all around the world. Hopefully, everyone is having a great day out there, whether you're driving to work, on your lunch break, or just cruising around home. Maybe you just got up, whatever you're doing. Hopefully you're enjoying it. And to make it that little bit better, sit back, relax, light up a candle, grab yourself a nice warm tea, a coffee, and just get ready to enjoy this week's dose of good environmental news. So as always, for a quick rundown of the stories that I've got for you guys this week, we'll start off looking at how renewables were able to power all of California for at least part of the day for almost a month straight. Then a new hydrogen-powered disaster relief truck that could soon be helping disaster-struck communities around America. Some solar-powered sleeping pods over in Germany, which are helping the homeless survive freezing cold winter nights. And finally, a stunning tiny home village on the Oregon coast. So to get straight into it, like I said, our first story is about some incredible news, which is that renewables have exceeded 100% of California's energy requirements during 30 of the last 38 days. So it was just back in 2022 when renewables first fully powered the state for part of the day. So it is great to see that just 2 years later, so much ground can be made where that feat is repeated for almost 30 days straight. And it's all thanks to the recent efforts to transition the state to a greener grid, which has resulted in California having the second highest renewable energy capacity in the country, with over 32,000 megawatts of solar and 6,200 megawatts of wind. Mark Jacobson, who's a professor from Stanford, said that this is unprecedented in California's history, as in previous years, renewables may have been able to fill demand for one day on the weekend, but certainly never during the week, so this is a massive win. And as for how other states are going, in 2021, South Dakota led the way with an incredible 83% of energy coming from renewables, followed by Vermont at 76%, Washington at 74%, and Idaho at 69%. And globally, there's actually 4 countries who are already completely powered by renewables, these being Albania, Bhutan, Nepal, and Paraguay, closely followed by Ethiopia, Iceland, and Congo, which all use over 99% green energy. And now for the second story of this week's episode, we're going to have a look at a disaster relief truck, which is entirely powered by hydrogen and can provide electricity, water, and shelters to the survivors of natural disasters. So the vehicle was produced as part of a collaboration between the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Energy, which aimed to create something that could be driven to impacted communities to provide critical support to survivors. And what they came up with is a 15-ton hybrid truck, which has a range of 290 kilometers and uses hydrogen to power itself, charge batteries, and provide electricity to essential buildings. It's able to carry up to 170 kilos of hydrogen, which the US Army Corps of Engineers says is enough to power about 20 homes for 3 days, but it can last heaps longer if it just needs to run a medical clinic. And on top of that, the truck itself has the potential to be used as a mobile command hub to coordinate search and rescue efforts, whilst also providing warmth and shelter to the survivors. And for an added bonus, as water is a byproduct of using hydrogen to generate electricity, it's estimated that the truck would be able to produce around 1,500 litres of clean drinking water on site. Now, the next story I've got for you guys is another one that I absolutely love, as it's about some solar-powered sleeping pods which will soon be popping up all over Germany to give the homeless and their companions a safe and warm place to survive freezing winter nights. So the pods are the idea of some locals who wanted to do something to help out the homeless population, so they got to thinking and built the first prototype back in 2018, and since then they've been continuously testing and refining them. And what they've come up with are pods which are completely weatherproof, have solar panels to charge devices and run the ventilation system, and they're even designed to be big enough so that the person's furry friend doesn't have to stay outside. The pods don't have any cameras inside in order to protect the people's privacy, but they do have a sensor so that when they're vacated, social workers are alerted to go check them and get them cleaned, as well as so they can provide support to the person who just used it. And importantly, the team behind them do make the point that these are not an alternative to proper accommodation. Instead, they're for the people who, for whatever reason, aren't able or are afraid to stay in homeless shelters and are very much a last resort to avoid spending the night on a bench. And got a bit of a call out for you guys because the team behind them said that they're currently looking for cities who may be interested in the idea and could potentially even help them scale up the operations. So make sure to either tag your, I don't know how you do that actually on audio only, but make sure to get in contact to your local governments, charities, and make them aware of this incredible initiative. But so for the last story of this week's episode, I wanted to take you guys to an incredible tiny home village on the shores of Oregon, which was created for those wanting to downsize and live more sustainably whilst also reconnecting to a community. So Tiny Tranquility is made up of 43 tiny homes, which have either been built by the residents or the owners of the project. And when there's space for new people to move in, they make it super affordable for anyone wanting to stay for an extended period of time and join the community. And because community is one of the primary focuses of the initiative, throughout the village there's heaps of communal areas such as a massive lodge, entertainment room, cooking and cleaning facilities, as well as a remarkable shared garden. As the site was previously home to a plant nursery, an old glass house that was left behind has been transformed into a 12,000 square foot farm and garden, which one person even runs a microgreens business out of. And Tiny Tranquility also has its own workshop so people can fix or improve their homes, as well as storage areas for those who may have a little too much stuff for tiny living, or some residents have even transformed them into things like their own art studios. So guys, that is all the good news that I could squeeze in to this little crash course or just quick little overview of some good environmental news that's going on all around the world. As always, if you don't follow on Instagram, highly recommend it as over there I post all the visuals that go along with these stories. So for example, you can see what Tiny Tranquility actually looks like, see those sleeping pods, all that good stuff. Also, again, want to thank everyone who's been sending through the stories because probably my favorite story of this week's episode, which was the sleeping pods one, was sent in by a follower over on Instagram. Very much appreciate all the help that I get from each and every one of you guys. That will do us for this week's episode. And we'll talk to you guys next week for another dose of good environmental news.